Inside the Sitka Sound Science Center, 13 sixth grade students from Blatchley Middle School are crowded around a big open tank. Marnie Chapman, assistant professor of biology at the University of Alaska Southeast's Sitka campus, puts a sea star up against an abalone. The abalone, sitting on a rock and worried that it might become lunch, makes a run for it. Well, maybe a hasty scoot. It's hard to run without a backbone or legs.
You have to be patient when you watch the behavior of invertebrates. They don't have the same sort of nervous system as you do. Sometimes they're a little slower to respond.
Oh,
but
yeah.
What do you think he's going to do when he gets to the edge? Will he fall off or will he be able to... Oh, no! So, that's right. So that's a pretty dramatic response to a predator, right?
The abalone falls off the rock, and the sea star breaks off pursuit. This is part of Scientists in the Schools, a program put on by Sitka Whale Fest to bring kids closer to science.
Whoa, it's flipping over.
It's flipping out?
That's funny. It flipped on its back.
Students Brady Harang and Dylan Monaco are looking through a microscope at a sea urchin in a glass dish. They take a piece of sea star and hold it up to the urchin to see what it will do.
Whoa, I see those little black things on it.
Mm-hmm.
And all the tupi are, like, attacking.
The urchin releases globiferous pedicellari, tiny little tulip-shaped things that stick in the piece of sea star and paralyze it.
Yeah, you can see the black.
Brady and Dylan record their data and report it to their teacher.
Okay, go tell her we've had a strong response.
Okay.
Well, that's understandable, right? I mean, you'd have a strong response, too, if, say, you thought a lion was standing right behind you. The students were testing what they already knew about predator-prey responses, namely that some kinds of sea stars pose more of a threat to sea urchins and therefore generate stronger responses. Patty Dick teaches sixth grade science at Blatchley. All of the sixth graders will get this experience, something Dick says can't happen in the classroom. Being able to see science, to touch it and smell it and watch it happen.
This is how they learn best. This is the key to it all, and that's why I'm always trying to bring things like this in the classroom and learn about things like this so that I can bring them in the classroom, because this takes it to a peak experience. They'll go home, they'll tell their parents about it, they'll tell their siblings about it, and they'll remember it.
So will the teachers who experience scientists in the classroom, she says. So it's curriculum for the kids, but also professional development for the staff who can take these lab lessons and do them for future classes of students. But mostly, Dick says it's about the kids and about community organizations taking an active role in developing their education.
This is what happens when you live in a community that loves their children and wants them to succeed and do well. And boy, am I glad that I live here.
WhaleFest takes place this weekend. The Sitka Sound Science Center is open year-round. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.